Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
So, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and maybe you are listening to me in between the commercials. I hope you are, and I'm delighted you have joined me. I've stepped away from the TV for a little while to entertain myself and entertain you with great information here on Mom Talk Radio. You know, I just couldn't let the Super Bowl stand in front of me having this weekly chat with you guys about topics that are important to you and I as moms and as women. And we've got a big show lined up for you with a lot of really great experts and moms like yourselves, moms like us who are trying to juggle and do it all. I want to thank our sponsors. First off, that is Premama. Drinkpremama.com is the website. And if you are one of the 700,000 women that will find out they're pregnant this month, a little souvenir left over from the holidays, huh? The holiday gift that keeps giving for the next 18 years plus. Well, if you are one of those pregnant women, you might want to check out Premama. They have a whole line of supplements and nutrition for pregnant and expectant mom and new moms as well. Go to drinkpremama.com, or you can get it at CVS, Target, and Amazon. You know, along the lines of being pregnant and the importance of nutrients, staying hydrated is a very important thing when you're pregnant or when you're a new mom as well. And you might want to check out a new product. I actually have a hand in creating this product. It is called Mother Nurture, and it is a line of water, flavored waters that are enhanced with DHA, folic acid, and all of the things that you need to maintain hydration. We also have a line of chocolate truffles. Raspberry with dark chocolate is my favorite, and I hope you will enjoy them too. Go to madebymothernurture.com to find those. Speaking of great finds, I have been online looking for summer camps. Yes, it's that time of year again when we're going to be talking about our summer plans. And it's not too early now to submit those applications for summer camp. And if your child is too old for summer camp, I got to tell you, if they're in high school, pre-college programs are the way to go. Send them off to a college and allow them to live in the dorms. Experience college life for a few weeks. It'll make them either more motivated to leave home or less motivated to leave home. But in most cases, they get to earn college credits, and it will motivate them and make them feel more confident for that big jump and leap between high school and college. We want to break and come back with our first guest, and we're really excited, and we want you to be excited too as we talk about women who are leaders. We'll be right back.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
Money and finances. It's just one thing that as women and as moms, we have so much on our plate that sometimes we let it drift to the side, and maybe we don't educate ourselves or our children on the subject matter as much as we should. So we've brought in an expert. She's a mom and a very well distinguished business leader as well. Nikki Stokes is joining us. She's a district director at Northwestern Mutual. She's won a number of awards, including 30 Under 30 Awards, and she is the mom of three beautiful daughters, and we are delighted to have her on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Nikki.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about children and finances and how children affect your finances. My husband has always said, and one of my sons who recently got married regurgitated it to me the other day. He said, Dad says that there's never a good time to have kids, and you'll never have enough money if you wait until you have enough money. So tell me a little bit about how children affect finances.
Well, as your husband aptly told your son, they're a huge impact on our finances. But as long as you plan and plan early, it will work just like anything else, a big purchase in your life, like a home or a mortgage. But the big point is to plan and plan early.
And so what steps should you do to prepare early? I mean, and how early is early?
So as early as you know that you want to have kids or are thinking about it, it's great. I would at least recommend a year out from mm-hmm. when you're hoping a child might enter your life. But one of the first steps, you should consult a financial advisor. Help them walk you through a plan. There's a lot of things I think as just parents, but also just individuals that we don't think about that goes into raising a child. Things like, do you have a will or a trust in place? Have you thought about how this is going to impact you in terms of your monthly expenses? So will someone be staying at home, whether it's the mother or the father or the partner? What will childcare look like? So there's a lot of expenses that go into it that you just need to have a conversation about. And sometimes a financial advisor is the best person to walk you through that.
Absolutely. And then almost immediately you start thinking about how you want to plan for that child's future, like college. And I know you and I both live in the state of Florida where we have college prepaid, but there's also 529 plans as well. So how do you, I mean, it's somewhat overwhelming. How do you find the right advisor for you?
Well, there's not a one size fit all. A lot of times, the right advisor is someone that listens to you, understands what's important to you and your family values and where you want to go, and that is the best person that can communicate with you over the course of your years. And sometimes that changes, too, as your life changes and evolves. So the best financial advisor is one that I would say is credentialed, make sure they have the expertise, but also that you feel really comfortable having these difficult conversations with, because they're sometimes really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I wonder also, is it something that both, like, let's say you have one person in the relationship who may be financially minded, and then another who might be a little bit more laid back. Is it something that you could do with your spouse if maybe you aren't in agreement, or is it something that you need both of you to sit down and do?
I would always have all parties at the table, because even if there's not 100% agreeance on where the money should be spent, there needs to still be alignment about what you're going to execute on. So all the research says, you know, one of sometimes the top issues in a relationship is money. But there's clear communication and they're having open dialogue about what steps are we going to make this year? Mm-hmm. What are we going to make our financial priorities? That will just create harmony in the household too. But so definitely both parties at the table. And again, there could be that leader, right? That leader that says, hey, I'm going to help execute on this, but I want to make sure that we've had conversation about it first.
So you have three children. How has children changed your finances?
Well, instead of the couple of trips that my husband and I took to Europe, we're not of that on childcare. But in all reality, it helps us to actually reprioritize where we want to spend our money. A lot of times, what I was realizing is we didn't know where our money was going. $5 Starbucks here, $20 Target run here. So it helped us actually align our dollars with our values. And what I mean by that is we have more discussions now about really what experiences do we want to have in life? Do we want to give our kids? And then are our dollars being used to actually accomplish that? So we're more purposeful with our money now that we have kids, and that actually feels a lot better.
So do you teach your children, like, what lessons do you teach your children about money?
I love that you asked that. I really think it's important to get kids involved at a very young age. So in our household, I have 2 4-year-olds and a 7-year-old. And our 4-year-olds are just starting to grasp this concept. Our 7-year-old really loves this, but we have 3 piggy banks. So each child gets 3 piggy banks. There is a save, a spend, and a give. And so when they earn money for doing things in our household above and beyond the expectations of what it's like to be a member of our house, they have to put equal amounts into each piggy bank. And as a child gets older, you can obviously do percentages at their age. We're just having them divide it by threes. And then the save has to be at least something that they're saving for that's a year's out in time frame. So that teaches them that they need to delay gratification, which I think in our day and age is really hard. And then they have to spend one. They could spend today if they wanted to. If they want to go buy something from Target, we'll go get them that. And the give bucket is really they can gift in an area that they feel so called to. So my oldest is in Girl Scouts, and she gives back to other Girl Scouts that can't afford membership. So that's where she's chosen to give her money. But it really allows us to have some fun dialogue about what they are going to be saving for. And then, again, delaying gratification, that's a huge learning lesson that helps us all save it better in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to ask you, where can moms go for resources? You've given us some great advice, and I'm wondering where they could go for more.
Yeah, so their Lauren Best is great. They have some online tools, apps. I would say go to your local advisor. That's a great resource. There's actually a lot of female advisors now. That's an area I know that Northwestern Mutual is focusing on too. As we continue to grow, we're actually growing a lot more female advisors because we're hearing from other females that we want to speak with other females. So I would say consult your local advisor and see if you want to talk to someone who's a female professional in that area. You'll be surprised by how comfortable it is to build a relationship with someone that can act as your advocate and can also be a filter for your decision-making too.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki, for being with us today. And we have a link to northwesternmutual.com on Mom Talk Radio.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I'm excited to put the spotlight this week on one mom who is the mother of two boys, 10 and 13, who also runs a website called thedreamerfamily.com. She is a travel agent and juggling a lot of things besides just being a mom, and we welcome her to Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Rachel Langer.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your time. So you are a travel agent, and I'm kind of wondering, has that changed for you since you first became a travel agent? Because it seems like that profession has changed a little bit.
It has a little bit. There's information out there, you know, available to anyone who is willing to go to Google and find the information themselves. But it's what makes a travel agent really unique is you really want to find one that has experienced the destination that you're looking for. They have firsthand knowledge that you can't find from Google that they can help you out with their trip.
And so one of the things that you seem to be an expert on is traveling to Disney. And that's always something that seems overwhelming to moms. So what does it mean? You know, what does Walt Disney World mean so much to you?
It means a lot to me because, you know, sometimes life stinks. It's we're overscheduled, we're busy, and we don't always take time out for our families like we should. And I feel that when we're visiting Disney World, the rest of the world doesn't exist, and we can be together for the week. There's no video games, no homework, no overtime, no appointments, and we can just have fun. And the kids can actually be kids. What a concept in this day and age. And the parents can be kids too. You know, we can just have a great time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I always, like, when I get stressed, I always think to myself, somebody is standing in line at It's a Small World right now, you know, and that song is playing no matter what's going on in my life, that those little boats are going and it's taking people away. So we think about going to Disney. Is that something that you as a travel agent can help plan for a family? And how much does something like that cost?
As a travel agent, my services are completely free. So the hotels pay me as a thank you, and you get expert service at no extra cost.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How do you plan a family vacation? Do you find out like what people like? Because there's some families who are active. There's some people who don't want to do anything on vacation. How do you take all of that into account?
You're absolutely correct. You know, if I plan everyone's family trips like my family trips, you know, there's going to be people disappointed because not everyone vacations like we do. Some like to take it easy. Some like to lay by the pool. And some are like my family where we're go, go, go. Let's hit all the thrill rides and rope drop till the fireworks, you know, we'll stay out. It's really important to find out exactly what the family's intentions are for their vacation. Do they want to relax? Do they want to take it easy? Do they just want to spend time reconnecting? And starting with that to really see what's best for them.
I know one of the things about planning a vacation to Walt Disney World in particular is the dining options. Do you help people shift through all of those?
Absolutely. There's so many different options out there for the foodie families, for picky families, for, you know, any type of family. And even within certain restaurants, there's different choices for them. There's restaurants where you can sit down and have a nice meal. There's restaurants where characters will come to you. And then there's many quick service restaurants, too, which is just, you know, you get your food and find your table and sit down. And it's really important to balance a family trip so that you're not overwhelmed with so many table service meals that you feel overscheduled, but you still want to take time out in your day to sit down, relax, and have a nice meal.
So I know that any age is really the perfect age for a trip to Disney. So I'm going to ask it a different way. What is your favorite thing for your 10 and 13 year olds? And I need you to answer in 60 seconds or less.
My favorite things for my boys is the thrill ride. We love getting in line, having fun, and, you know, screaming our lungs out and just having fun together.
Well, I want to thank you so much. And where can moms go to either engage with your services or just find out more information?
You can visit me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, The Dreamer Family. You can message me there. You can also go to my website, get more information, which is thedreamerfamily.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel. And check it out. We'll have a link to it on momtalkradio.com. My favorite thing, just for everyone to know at Disney, is to go on some of the roller coasters at night. I just think like it's the bomb. So check it out. I'll be there next week and I'll be posting from Twitter. When we return, we're going to be speaking with Ariana Tabaato. She has a postpartum workbook that'll help you set up your house for the baby's homecoming.
Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
You've had a baby or you're pregnant. 700,000 new moms will find out that they got pregnant between Thanksgiving and New Year's this year. And if you are one of them, then you definitely want to tune in to the next guest. She is Ariana Tabaato. She is a maternal health consultant who works with experienced entrepreneurs who are becoming first-time mothers, helping them customize their maternity leave plan and return to work. She is very deeply committed to this, and she draws her expertise from her own business and being a business owner and a mother. She lives, works, and plays with her family in Mexico. So we welcome her to Mom Talk Radio here in the United States. Welcome, Ariana.
Thanks for having me, Maria.
Well, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about your business. This is like a really unique niche, but so needed. How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, I mean, I have to give credit where credit is due. I did not invent it. The maternal health field is alive and well in the States and internationally. And I have my master's in maternal health from the University of North Carolina. And what I found in my work is that You know, there was this big gap between women who worked at a traditional 9-to-5 and how they approached their maternity leave, and how self-employed women did. And the latter really found that there was no structure, no models, no best practices. And so I went with figuring out how to fill in that gap. And I've been at it for a few years now, and I love the work. It's a challenge. It's exciting. It's, you know, we're kind of building the road as we walk it, I like to say.
Right. Well, you know, the interesting thing is that normally when a woman owns her own business, she'll often refer to it as her other baby. And it makes sense that we would want to have a plan to take care of our children, right? So if we had to focus our attention on another child, we'd have a plan on how the other child, if we had two of them, are going to sustain themselves. So is it more challenging when you own your own business? Certainly it is, right? Because no one can step in for you.
Right. I mean, the kind of catchphrase that I like to use is, how do you baby-proof your business? And like you said, it really is. It's a business baby, and then there's a human baby coming. So you have to figure out how to take care of the first baby. And I, you know, just if anyone out there is listening and you're a business owner and you're expecting, I like to, you know, calm any fears right away and say it is definitely possible. Your maternity leave probably won't look like that of your, you know, colleagues or friends or family who work in that more traditional setting, but it's definitely doable to figure out a plan that's tailored to your business needs and your personal needs, and implement that so that you have the time that you need to adapt to becoming a mother and adapt to becoming a working mother.
So what are some of the creative ways to find someone who can take over your business for you while you're taking a maternity leave?
So there's kind of two scenarios that typically folks come to me with. And one is that they are a business owner and they have a team in place. So they have a few subcontractors or an assistant, an online business manager, some people that are already trained in the systems, and people who can be further trained to take on some of the tasks that the business owner would normally handle. A lot of times that's client communication or actual service delivery. So that's one scenario. And then the other scenario is more like the solopreneur who really runs everything by themselves. And then that's honestly the more challenging but still doable of the scenarios to figure out, are you going to bring someone on for a limited period of time while you're out? Do you want to, you know, is this the time to actually scale up the business in terms of building out your team so that they can be there not only during your maternity leave, but on your return to work, where a lot of the times they're still figuring out exactly how much work you can take on with the new baby. So there's differences and also similarities between those two scenarios.
Well, and I often find women who we don't like to let go. So how do you convince yourself that it's okay to let go a little bit?
Yeah, mindset comes into it. I like to, you know, go back to a familiar situation and, you know, sometimes going back to thinking about when you first became a business owner or when you first began to identify as an entrepreneur. And if you think about that learning curve of what it took to learn how to become the person that you are now, the one who controls everything, keeps things running right, smoothly, keeps things really on track. Think about what it took to learn how to do that. And then think of this as, you know, a new shift or a new pivot in your business. Because it has its own learning curve to figure out how to run a business and run a baby. It takes taking a chance to step back, let go of some of that control and figure out how can someone do it in a way that, you know, best meets the needs of your business without you having to physically oversee it.
Right. What do you think is the biggest mistake that expectant mothers make in their plan?
I would say the by far the biggest mistake is people think they're going to work until the day they pop out their baby, and they think they're going to go back to work the day after they pop out their baby. So my key, I mean, the top issue that I work with the clients around is transition time. How can you allow yourself a framework of a period of time to transition out of your business in the last few weeks? You know, 37 weeks is considered full term, so I like to have that as a very clear marker. And also on the other end, how can you transition back into work? We have the privilege, the opportunity to not have to go from, you know, being full-time on maternity leave to full-time back at work. That's one of, I think, the blessings of owning your own business. And so how can you really take advantage of that opportunity and think about how to gradually transition back into your role as a business owner?
Well, it's really, really good information. So can you tell everyone where to go to find out more about working with you?
Sure thing. My digital home is just my name.com, arianatabawada.com. It's not an easy one to spell. I'll spell it out. ArianaTabawada.com. And I have resources there for planning your maternity leave, taking your maternity leave, and also the transition back.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio, because it is a really important topic. And we have a link to your site on Mom Talk Radio as well. So thank you very much, Ariana, for being with us today. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Mia Moran. She is going to teach you how to plan some very simple, simple, simple meals.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
You know, cooking dinner can be a nightmare for most moms. And I once did some research around that. About 65% of us don't know what we're cooking for dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The good news is that there's people like our next guest, Mia Moran, who is the author of Plan Simple Meals. It's a number one international bestseller. She's the founder of the first gluten and dairy-free cooking school. She's a motivational speaker, and she's a mom of three. So she knows from experience. I would like to welcome her to Mom Talk Radio so that we can decide what we're cooking for dinner this week. Welcome, Mia, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. And it's Mia, just so everyone else knows. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. So,
it's okay.
So Mia, tell us a little bit about your book and the mission that you're on to help educate women.
I became on this mission totally by default because I found myself, I have three kids, and when they were a little bit younger, so they were 1, 3, and 5, I found myself 85 pounds heavier than I had ever been before and kind of miserable, even though I had built what seemed like a pretty perfect life. So I sought to lose the weight, and that sort of kickstarted this whole journey. And then I realized that food was actually important and could make me and my kids healthier. And so that is what's behind the book. And people are always surprised to hear that I actually don't consider myself a cook and don't really like love to cook, but I love to feel good. And so, and my kids love to feel good. And so that's kind of driven this. And over time, I've, you know, found ways to love being in the kitchen. But it's not by any means because I, you know, follow Martha Stewart and like to be looking at Pinterest pictures of pretty food all day.
Right, right. So what is the secret in making simple meals? Because even when I have the best intentions, it just seems so difficult.
Well, it's really funny that you gave that stat about 4, because one of my favorite strategies to tell people is just know what's for dinner. Just decide by the time you leave the house in the morning. So like just knowing what's for dinner hugely takes off the stress, because we literally waste so much time in a day just trying to figure out what we have in the fridge, what our kids will eat, you know, like figuring out all the details. Like, it's amazing how much just having the clarity at 8 a.m., how much that changes.
Are you one of those people that believe in planning your meals for the whole week, or is it possible to be a little bit spontaneous as well?
So, well, the spontaneous version, I think, is what I just said of the 8 o'clock in the morning. But one of the things I love to do is just set up a rhythm for a week and like commit to that actually for a couple of weeks. And that means that you decide that Tuesdays you're going to have tacos and Wednesday you're going to have soup and Thursday maybe is pasta. Whatever that looks like for you, you have to sort of pick from your repertoire. Maybe one day is the day you pull out a cookbook. One day is the day you go farm to table. Like, you have to figure out what that is. My book is actually organized that way with my version of that. And then you have this template. And so on soup night, you go and you look for what soup you want to make. Instead of picking from the millions of things you could pick, you're picking from, you know, the thousands of soups you could make. And so it helps moms really plan and streamline, but it also helps kids eat more variety. So it sort of plays two roles. So I really like that way of planning. So I, you know, at the beginning of a season or the beginning of a month, just make sure that that's going to work within our schedule, you know, that it still makes sense to have soup on Wednesdays or whatever. And then I keep that template going for that amount of time. And I find it's really, really helpful. And that's where a lot of like it takes out a lot of the decision making.
You know, I love that because on Mondays, I always on Mondays have a crock pot meal. And it's mostly because I can on Sunday nights put it all in a crock pot and then I just have to plug it in on Mondays. And Lord, my husband just loves that. He loves to come home and have that crock pot. And I like it too, because it means I come home and everything's already cooked. So,
Yeah, and our house Monday is bean day. So it's a similar thing. Like, you know, Sunday's the day I have the soaked beans. So on Monday we have beans.
There you have it. So tell me, where can moms go to find out more information about you and all of the incredible things that you're doing?
So I have a website called Plan Simple Meals. So the same name as the book. There's a link there to see about the book. And then there's also a way to opt in. And I'm about to actually run a 7-day challenge. So I find that if you take all this food stuff on and food prep and planning, just really one step at a time, and usually putting mom's oxygen mask on first is hugely helpful in the process, that it really ends up feeling doable. So check me out at plansimplemeals.com. I think it's the easiest way. And then if anyone really wants to jumpstart, you know, their path to health or their family's path to health, that might be a good free first entry point.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your time with us today on Mom Talk Radio. And we have a link to your site as well, plansimplemeals.com. Lord knows I'll be going to it tonight to try to plan my meals for the week. So thank you so much for giving me back some time in my day. So thank you. And hope you have a great week. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to Modern Boca Mom. It's a lifestyle site for the stylish and modern mother.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
So one of the most fashionable places on earth is Boca, and we have a mom with us today who is capturing all of that stylish and modern lifestyle, particularly of South Florida moms. She is Michelle Olson Rogers. She's the founder of Modern Boca Mom. It features products, services, business, events, lifestyle. It is evergreen and like awesome. So I'm welcoming her to Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. So you and I have the benefit of living in South Florida, where you have a 3-year-old daughter. And we have like the lack of seasons here, right? So we're already starting to look toward the summer months and travel. And I was just wondering, with a 3-year-old, what are your tricks for traveling with a 3-year-old?
Well, I have a lot of tricks. It really depends on how you're traveling. Are you traveling by car? Are you traveling by plane? We have done all of that with our daughter. We started early. I think that's my number one tip, is really get your kids on the road early so they know how it goes. They can become more flexible. They understand that when you get to your destination, it's going to be a lot of fun. I would say that my number two recommendation would be to have a surprise bag for your kids. We drove to Maine last summer to visit my husband's family, and the whole way up, which was over 24 hours, we took about a week to do the drive, I had a bag with little dollar store surprises in it that I could bring out at tense moments, and that was a huge hit with our daughter.
I love that one, because I call them like disposable toys, you know, so that
exactly.
you don't have to keep them very long, and you can just get rid of them when you need to.
Definitely. Yeah. They don't have to be expensive, but, you know, activities, things like that are a huge hit. Small toys. So I love that. Another thing that I recommend with flying or driving is that those rest stop or airplane bathrooms, you have to have some soap sheets. There's a great brand called Travelon. They make Travelon soap sheets, and it allows you to skip either bar soaps or the pump soaps, because sometimes they're too high. You know, I have a three-year-old. She's super short at this point. It's very difficult to get her hands soapy and clean when we're on the road without these kind of little travel sheets that I can take out at any given time. So that was a huge addition to our travel arsenal.
Well, let me ask you also, because you have a lot of fashion sense on your website, what can we look forward to once the snow melts up north and we're looking again toward the summer months?
In terms of fashion?
Yeah. Like, what are you seeing out there?
Oh, I'm seeing a lot of different things right now. I actually just attended Delray Beach Fashion Week, and it was targeted more towards spring looks. And what I've really been loving, especially for South Florida, are all the different types of resort wear and swimwear. Really anything goes, and it's becoming somewhat of an overlap where you can wear something really cute to the beach, but then it has an additional dress or cover-up, and then you can take it to lunch. So I've really loved that. We do a lot of swimming and a lot of outdoor activities down here in South Florida, and I also aim to do that when traveling as well. I really enjoy traveling to fellow warm climates out there. We're actually taking a Disney cruise next week to the Bahamas, so that should be a lot of fun to take, since it's February, and staying south is a good area
right.
to be with your family. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you. And where can moms go to find out more about you and everything that you're working on these days?
So you can find me at modernbocamom.com. Again, we're a lifestyle site for the stylish and modern South Florida mommy, but we have tons of content for all of you moms out there, ranging from home decor to travel to Disney. That's a huge part of our blog. I also wanted to mention one more thing, Maria, if you don't mind. In my travel tips, you know, dining is a huge part of my site in South Florida. I always like to review restaurants with kids' menus and whatnot, and I know it's very important to find great dining options when you're traveling. So one more tip that I'd like to recommend to your listeners is an app called Get Been, because it's a GetBeeN, like you've been there. And it's great because it allows you to see places that your friends have been to and they've recommended. So it's a great way to find quick restaurants when you're out there on the road with your family.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And we look forward to, maybe I'll see you on that Disney cruise. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you back next week right here on Mom Talk Radio.